Pennsylvania is a crucial battleground state, another blue wall state that Donald Trump won in 2016 and that Joe Biden hopes to win this year. It will take some time to count all the ballots cast in Pennsylvania and to know which candidate will actually win the 20 Electoral College votes. Joining us now is WESA reporter Lucy Perkins. She's at the Allegheny County Elections Warehouse. Lucy, welcome.
Thank you.
So there is a legal fight over mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Republicans tried to block the counting of late-arriving ballots, but the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that ballots that arrive by Friday and are postmarked by November 3rd can be counted. So what's the timeline for getting the final vote count in Pennsylvania?
That is what everybody is wondering right now. So, you know, right now what's happening is that Allegheny County and a lot of counties are still tallying mail-in ballots. There are about a million left to count in Pennsylvania. And these are ballots that obviously were received before the 8 p.m. deadline on Election Day. But counties have been asked to set any ballots aside that they've received today or tomorrow or Friday up until that 5 p.m. deadline. I know that here in the Pittsburgh area, they received 500 ballots in the mail today that they'll be adding to that count. So we are tallying those, and then, you know, there are other ballots in Allegheny County that we can't even begin to start tallying until Friday, like provisional ballots. So people who had problems with their mail-in ballots or, you know, never got their mail-in ballots or something like that, they could go to the polls and vote provisionally. So those numbers we don't even know yet, how many ballots, provisional ballots were cast. So, you know, it's going to be a daze.
It's going to be days, yeah, for sure. You know, Trump beat Hillary Clinton by just 44,000 votes in 2016, a margin less than 1%. The Trump campaign is calling for a recount in Wisconsin. Should we expect a recount in Pennsylvania? I mean, and of course I'm asking you this question, Lucy, knowing that we still have so many ballots that have yet to be counted. But what would that look like?
Well, you're right. It is very early to be asking that question. And, you know, we've talked to officials this morning and this afternoon who have kind of agreed with that it would be very early to even talk about that. Pennsylvania does allow for an automatic recount if it's less than 0.5 percentage point victory for one candidate or the other. But again, we won't even know that until all these ballots are counted. You know, we also are waiting for military and overseas ballots that have until next Tuesday to get in. So, you know, there are lots of deadlines that we are days away from reaching.
Yeah, well, I mentioned you're at an elections warehouse. What's it like there today and what's the mood in the state overall as everyone is just waiting and watching Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I mean, in the lead up to the election, all the voters I talked to were anxious on both sides. You know, this was a swing state that was decided by 44,292 votes in 2016. And that's a number that's burned into a lot of people's brains here. So in the lead up, people were really anxious. They were hoping to see their candidate win big so that it didn't come down to Pennsylvania. But obviously it might. And that's kind of the same feeling that that we're seeing in the warehouse. You know, there's been some issues with scanners jamming, ballots that were, you know, folded for a long period of time have pretty sharp creases in them because voters were nervous and they got their ballots back sooner, but that meant they were sitting in envelopes for longer and it takes more work to flatten them and scan them. So there are more jams, and that's forced officials to upload ballots in smaller batches. So it's really just a waiting game right now.
And there's a lot of
anxiety, but we're just sitting.
A lot of pressure as well, because the president has spoken about Pennsylvania and the potential for voter fraud. He's really putting that out there.
Yes, and that's obviously nothing new from the president's rhetoric, but I spoke with one of the members of the Allegheny County Board of Elections is a Republican. He said, you know, he's been surveilling and supervising the election count here at the warehouse that I've been at for much of the last day, and he has no reason to believe that there's been any fraud. He says that Allegheny County, at least, is pulling off the best processing job of these ballots of any county in the state, and he expects anything coming down the pike in the future to be done in the same manner.
That's WESA reporter Lucy Perkins joining us from the Allegheny County Elections Warehouse. Lucy, thank you so much.
Thank you.